It's 24 minutes past 10. It's Anna here with you until 12 o'clock. We're talking about the healing powers of music, really. We're big music lovers on the show. All kinds of music as well. Got to be said, I've got the most eclectic music taste. Everything from Mozart to The Prodigy to Glen Campbell. The lot. I like it all. And we're talking about a project launched here in the Northeast called Opera Helps. And a very funny text in from Stevie D. We just played a bit of Ness and Dorma and a bit of Lakme, the flower duet. You know the one, the British Airways music. And he's just said, they say that music is healing and soothing. That opera song that you've just played was from my bank advert and it's just made me think of my overdraft. So now I feel a little bit stressed. I'm sorry. Hopefully you'll hear some music very shortly, Steve, that will soothe you. This is a fascinating idea because you could have a one-to-one performance from a trained opera singer in your home, tailor-made for a personal problem. And, you know, these problems can be... It's something that's genuinely really upsetting you. Heartache, you may have lost somebody, you may be coping with illness, all sorts of things like that. So Opera Helps is the project, and if you want more information about it, it's operahelps.com. It was established by the artist Joshua Safair, who I met with a few weeks ago alongside one of the amazing singers, Eleanor James. So I asked them how practically it actually works, getting an opera singer into your front room. How does it happen?
At the beginning of the project, we put together a list of arias that we thought might work for various situations and things, but then it's a case-by-case situation. So I listen to the problem and choose an aria from my repertoire that I think suits the problem at hand. Uh-huh. Wonderful. It's people have had quite emotional reactions. The intimacy of having a singer singing in their living room, which obviously isn't a room normally, or any room in the house, isn't used to that kind of situation. People have been very affected by it, and very positively so. They've all seemed to be moved by the singing and the music.
And how does that make you feel? Because obviously you didn't write the music, but you've brought it to life. So I wonder, as a singer, what that does for you.
It's fantastic. It's such a different way of performing, and it's wonderful to have that connection with one person, because so often when you're on stage, you know, the lights and everything like that, you can't often see the audience. And even if you can, it's, sometimes you don't, you try not to look at them and things, and you're just focusing on your character and those on stage with you. But in this situation, obviously the character and the emotions are important to deal with, but also that individual connection with that person in the room is really powerful. And for me, it's been a huge... I found just so much adrenaline after each session just from having that kind of moment.
Directed opera before, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
So how that must be so different from directing a big, musical piece to being involved in something that's so much smaller and intimate.
Well, it is in a way, except what I would say is that when I was working on the main stage of an opera house, what I'm trying to do is to create that intimacy.
Uh-huh.
So really, I think what Opera Helps is about is trying to make a connection between an individual and the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would say we were trying to do in the opera house as well. And the reason for meeting an opera helps is a problem. That's what you apply for. But actually, I think the weird thing, or the result of it, is that people listen to the music more acutely because they feel uniquely addressed. They feel that this is specifically for them. And we all know that. Even we've had that experience. So, for example, if you see a kid performing in the school play or singing in the school choir, or somebody that you care for in making some kind of public presentation, you tune in, you focus in a different way, and you have an emotional response to them because you have that personal connection to them.
Yeah.
Whereas in opera helps by putting the problem in the air, people tune in because they feel this is for them, this is about them and for them. So it's about trying to deepen the aesthetic experience or the musical experience that people have.
When it actually happens and the performance happens, I don't want to say performance because that seems a bit, you know, more the sort of therapy happens. Is there anybody else in the room, or is it just you and a backing track and I've heard there's no other people around?
No, there's nobody else, just the two of us and the backing track, yeah.
Do you ever get emotional when you're singing with your own, you know, because we've all got baggage and problems in life. I just wonder if it's ever...
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, as a performer, I think that's something that you have to do. You have to kind of go to those places within yourself in order to make it seem real and for those emotions to come across in the music. You have to dig deep and find that within yourself. So yeah, it can be quite an emotional experience, but it's something, yeah, quite
cathartic.
Yeah, I think yeah. So, yeah.
And for you, Joshua, so what is it? I mean, you've obviously worked a long time in this field, so there are probably thousands of arias, but is there one that sticks in your mind that you have a particular connection with?
Well, there are operas that I go to again and again, like, that make me, still, like, on the umpteenth time, make me cry.
Yeah.
Puccini's very good at that.
Oh, it's great at making me cry.
You know, Madame Butterfly, for example, you know, at the end.
Blobbing.
Oh, yeah, when she's, you know, sending off her kid and you know, blindfolding him so that he can't see her in the moment that she chooses to take her life. It's just like... Oh my goodness, and it's like it reaches this kind of absolute emotional peak and musical peak. And that opera actually ends almost like on a question mark. It's like it's a call from the wings when, you know, her ex-lover comes too late. You see people sitting in the auditorium kind of like shaking at the end of it.
And it does get you there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
So if people are listening to the show and they think, actually, do you know, this could help and it could make me feel better to allow my emotions to flow free, what should they do? Where should they go?
They should go to operahelps.com and see if we're coming to their area, because the UK tour, we're not going everywhere in the UK, but we are in the northeast, absolutely. So see if we've got any available slots, write to us, and we'll try and send someone along to you if we can.
And pretty much any problem okay?
Yeah, no problem too small, yeah. Is what we say.
Excellent. Well, Eleanor, Joshua, thank you very much for your time.
Thank
I know you're busy, you've got problems to solve, we'll let you go.
Thanks very much.
Wow, I thought it was just amazing, that fascinating idea. Opera Helps are touring around Northumberland today and tomorrow. And if you want more details, visit their website. Get onto them now. You could have somebody singing the Queen of the Night in your front room. Lab OM in your front room, just to you. www.operahelps.com, where you'll find a number to apply. And there are still performance slots available for all of the North East. And just to reiterate, the Queen of the Night is not the one from The Bodyguard. It's the Mozart one. Ian in Morpeth has just called. He so enjoyed hearing the classical tunes this morning. Ian, just for you... There is more to come. Linskill Community Choir in Blyth are doing something amazing with Tenors Unlimited. So more singing to come after the news. We are signing.